Facebook documents singled out video from moderate conservative woman as destructive behavior. By Lucas Nolan on February 27, 2019. Recent insider leaks from Project Veritas reveal that Facebook actively works to censor even moderate conservatives, labeling a video by Blaze TV's Lauren Chen as destructive behavior. Project Veritas' latest bombshell report reveals inside info from Facebook obtained from a whistleblower. One shocking piece of information revealed from the report is that Facebook is attempting to ban the practice of red-pilling non-conservatives on the platform, including taking aim at moderates who produce educational videos on conservative issues, such as Lauren Chen of Blaze TV. A Facebook data scientist's ominous quote from a presentation on the subject reads, "We should still, of course, delete and demote, but we can do even more." This action is part of Facebook's news feed reduction strategy, which is run by Facebook engineer Seiji Yamamoto, a data science manager at the company. The Facebook insider believes that Yamamoto's aims with the project are not to respond to abusive behavior but to target political speech. The insider stated, "It was clearly kind of designed. Aim to be the right-wing meme culture that's become extremely prevalent in the past few years." And some of the words that appeared on there were, using words like SJW, MSM. The New York Times doesn't talk about the MSM. The independent conservative outlets are using that language. A report authored by Yamamoto and Facebook's chief data scientist, Eduardo Arino de la Rubia, specifically notes that destructive behaviors such as red-pilling normies to convert them to their worldview is specifically prohibited on the platform. The report gives an example of red pill content not allowed on the site, linking a video by Lauren Chen of Blaze TV. Project Veritas stated, "The video linked in the presentation was made by Lauren Chen, a conservative commentator who now hosts a program on Blaze TV. If you actually watch the video, you can see that it clearly isn't abusive or promoting harassment. The video was a criticism of social justice," said Chen when asked for comment on this story. She added that the video actually promotes equality and individualism. On a page from the presentation titled Strategies We Use Today, Yamamoto and de la Rubia list demote bad content. They add, "We should still, of course, delete and demote, but we can do even more." Read the full report by Project Veritas here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter @LucasNolan or email him @lnolan@breitbart.com.